Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Llama Drama Podcast with myself, Dan of BeyondSims.com and...
Rachie Bop from RachieBop.com. Hello, Dan.
Hey Rachel, how's it going?
Alright, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's always nice to have a catch-up, so that always brings joy.
Yep, so it always just seems like it's been ages, but I'm trying to, like... find a good time is difficult, but it's great when it all comes together.
It all aligns for those much needed catch-ups and gossips on all things happening in the world of The Sims and, well, even beyond Sims. With all these other competitors popping up left and right.
Yes, there's so many now.
There are. We've got that Viva Land, Paralives, Life by You.
Inzoi.
That's the one, yes. Honestly, it's getting quite exciting, I think. And we can touch on some of those a little later on in the podcast. But I think we'd be amiss if we didn't dive right in with the world of The Sims 4 to begin with. Because quite a lot's happened since we last recorded back in January. And I know back in that episode, we were kind of saying, oh, there's some rumours and leaks that we've got like a goth kit and a castle kit on the way. And I think the moment we stopped recording, they got announced.
literally
seconds after we hit up, I literally opened up Twitter and I was like, huh, okay, whoops.
Yeah, it's like outdates the podcast immediately.
Well, hopefully people are here listening to our lovely gossip and chinwag rather than necessarily expecting factual information. So
it's all factual. It's just not very timely.
Yes, very snail mail. But Goth Galore and Castle Estate both came out. Have you had a chance to try either of them?
No. To be honest, my laptop is like clunky. And trying to run The Sims right now is really difficult. So I can't see myself being able to play it until I upgrade it, which hopefully will be soon, but I'm trying to figure out which one is the right fit.
I always enjoy a RachieBop laptop unboxing. So.
Oh yeah, gotta do it. And the one I've got my eye on will be very fun.
Oh, okay, I'm very excited. Is it going to be like, when you open it, is it like, I don't know, let out a
like
beam
Pulp Fiction
of pink light or something?
Yeah. Absolutely. Just lasers into the sky.
I'm here for it. But, I mean, I will admit, I've not tried the goth kit, but I did have a little poke around with the castle items. Obviously, it's slightly easier to find things now that you can filter by kits, but the way that maybe it's just me being inept with The Sims 4 potentially, but I really struggled to find a lot of the items because they're all in build mode. So it's not, I've been going through things and it's very specific, like wallpapers and window fixtures. And I don't know, it's just very difficult. You can't do like a view all objects, if that makes sense, on like buy mode.
Oh, right.
So
yeah, that's not great.
It made that a bit more difficult to find things. But I've seen some of the creations people have been making, and I think if you know where things are, it's actually quite good. It looks very nice.
I mean, they're the people that really sell the game, aren't they? The people that know how to use it for building and stuff.
I saw this gorgeous like castle estate yesterday, and It just looked incredible, and it made me cry slightly that I can't build a thing. I think the only thing I've been proud of building in The Sims 4 was 10 years ago when it launched in the September. We had like a day or two of early access, and I rebuilt the house from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And I've never built anything good from that. No, I lied to you. For the Sims Meetup 2015, I recreated some Sims 1 builds that we had on the PowerPoint screen, and some of those were okay.
Mine have always been terrible.
No, they're great!
No.
No? Oh, no.
I just saw someone's TikTok of someone being like, how I used to build in The Sims or whatever. And it was just literally like, I remember my first house being in The Sims 4, just like drag a massive square and then realise that, but you put the windows on and you're like, oh, that's quite a big footprint. And I was doing it sat next to James. Turner. Yeah, well, he's just like, judgy eyes. Like, I've just touched this game for the first time. I'm still not any better there, so.
Oh, I was going to say, you got that, and then you meanwhile you got James, like you say, like, churning out this absolute masterpiece.
Yeah, the minute he touches it.
Honestly, oh, I wish I had an ounce of that creativity. I feel like I have more creativity in, like, I don't know, like, when I used to play, like, The Sims 2, but also thinking about it, all those things that I thought were really cool houses, they were just huge square boxes with just all sorts of stuff mishmashed into it. But I feel like Sims 1, Sims 2, you could get away with it more, like, it didn't look as out of place.
We're also not in a world, we weren't in a world that was so online, so we never saw other people's creations or were, like, intimidated by them. So I think it's important to, like, just, if you do enjoy building, like, don't care what anyone else is doing. Be inspired by it, but don't be, like, intimidated by it, because it's there to show you what's possible, but it doesn't mean that that's the right way. Do what you want to do. It's the whole point of The Sims, right? Like, just do what you want to do.
Back in my day, we didn't have a gallery in the game, so you just had to make do with
it. Exactly, yeah.
We didn't have the internet. No one
saw what you were doing. It's fine. Oh,
this is it, isn't it? Yeah. But as well, I mean, Sims 4 has been quite busy, actually, because you've had those kits come out, and then as well, this Crystal Creations stuff pack has also come out as well.
Yeah. Oh, did you watch the live stream? So good.
I did not, but I saw you and Summer were giving it a watch.
Yeah, she is obsessed. I really want to, like, I was itching to get in and play that, but I just know it's not going to run right. And I really want to, like, get all my crystals around my laptop and just really immerse myself in it. And I think that's really cool when a pack comes out that you vibe with, you think, oh yeah, this, I can, like, really think about this. What, you know, like, I don't know if I can still get past, like, being The Sims 4 still and, like, the bugs and stuff, because there's so many bugs, and that's still not okay. But I think I'm coming to the point where I'm almost at peace with the fact that that is how it is, and it's not a Sims game. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is not a legacy Sims game. It is its own being. They're gonna keep cranking stuff out, and there's so much in it now that it's almost just like lots of games within a game. So pick the game you want to play, play it, but don't expect a Sims experience.
You know what? I think you've hit the nail on the head there. And I think that has just gave me like a light bulb moment of like, yeah, maybe that's the approach you need to take. Because like you say, it is its own being. And I know when it launched, I mean, I said it was the best base game ever, and it was at that time, but it's just, and we know it's not evolved in the way we expected it to. But if you maybe take it away and just look at it in its own box of this is The Sims 4 and whatever that experience is, you know, it does have good things for it. It does have a lot of things. It doesn't have a lot of things from older games, but I guess if you maybe let go of that comparison part, you can probably find some joy in it.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have to do that, but I don't know. Let's hope that Sims 5, whatever it is, is, like, more at its core what The Sims should be.
Yeah. Yeah, this is it. It's, I think, I mean, we'll definitely talk about it a bit later on as well, but I've been playing a lot of like older Sims games recently, and they've been bringing me a lot more joy. But then actually going into The Sims 4, depending on what I want to do, actually you can also find I've been enjoying that too. But I must admit, I've not tried this crystal pack.
It does look very good. Like, there's a lot for a stuff pack. It's only a stuff pack, isn't it?
It is a stuff pack, because they've suddenly come back from the dead. Though this is going to sound probably a bit like I've completely not done my research for this, because I've not had a chance to try it yet. What is the point? Like, what is the point of the stuff pack? What's in this stuff pack? Is it just finding crystals?
You find crystals, and you can, like, they all have different attributes, so they can make Sims do certain things, I think it was. And then you can make them into jewellery. You can sell the jewellery. You can make them into, like, little sculptures, different shapes. And you can, like, put them... You can, so say you made the, in the stream, they made some earrings, and then they could give them to another sim.
Okay, that's cute.
And you can charge the crystals as well. And there was like different rarities and all kinds of things that you could do with them.
Mm.
If you're not like into it, then no. But it's really.
I was about to say, I don't think this is for me.
No. It's definitely like a crank and grind kind of thing, and I don't know if there's any like cool cross pack things. I like stuff like that. I don't know if there is, but that would be cool. I'm sure there's more there than there is, should in the stream.
It does. I know it does call out that if you have things like Get to Work and Jungle Adventure, there's some particular varieties of crystals you can get through different worlds and things. So
yeah, that's fun.
It does call that out. So I guess there's some crossplay there. I think I'm not someone who wants to go around looking for crystals and things in my game. So to me, it's not something I would come across much. But
yeah.
I think if you are doing that, and I know some people love all the collectibles and doing all these things, then I think it sounds good, because then as well you have that, was it... gemology skill as well to craft those creations. So
I just don't know if like I would go into it and thinking, yeah, this is gonna be great, and then it's just so lifeless and linear that you're just like, why am I doing this? This is not fun, you know, like while you just watch them hammer at something and then it does a puff of smoke and it's suddenly a crystal, like I don't know.
Puff of smoke,
but I can't say because I don't, you know, I can't get it to run.
Oh god, well I'll give it a go and I can try and report back by the next podcast. Yeah. But speaking of jewelry,
all
transitions.
Yes.
The official Sims merchandise shop is now selling jewelry.
Oh, I can't wait to order some.
Oh my gosh, I've seen there's a. Is there like a plum bob necklace in there?
Yeah, beautiful necklace, a ring, and one other thing, maybe earrings.
Oh, I have to take a proper. I've seen some pictures flying around on social media, but maybe I need to actually take a little look.
Yeah, have a look. I want to get a hoodie and joggers, and then I want to get the jewellery as well.
Mm.
I think that'll be very nice.
That would be fun. It's good that they seem to be a bit more invested with merch now, because they've done so many attempts at doing like merch stores, and now they're actually being like, okay, yeah, no, we're doing things that we're committed to. This is, you know, not just like a little Sims logo on t-shirt. It's like, no, jewelry, let's go.
Do you want to put this Sims logo on your old Mac palette?
Oh, you know what
could possibly go wrong?
And you know what I do still have? I still have a box of about 100 of those plastic Sims.
I think we talk about this on every episode, Dan.
Flum Bob, I know. But whenever they talk about merch, I'm like, I need to just open my own little merch shop.
Yeah, you should just stock the website for them. Ship them out.
I could. You know what? I'm actually driving to my hometown later this month, so I can actually bring things back with me. So maybe I'll actually finally get them out of the attic instead of just talking about them for years on end. Oh, something controversial that has been happening in the world of The Sims 4. Can you believe I'm saying the word controversy with the word The Sims 4?
I know. Still not like them.
I know. Potentially, I'm guessing because they've moved to this free-to-play-based game model. They have decided 10 years after launching the game, it would be lovely to add a big shop icon in-game beside like where like the build icon is in the top right of the screen. And I believe it's currently an A-B test at the moment. So that means some percentage of users will get it, some percentage of users will not get it. And they'll either increase that or they will see how people respond and evolve that. But I'm sure regardless, they're going to bake it into the game. And who wants to bet they won't have an off button for it? But it essentially is something you click and it tells you what packs you can buy.
It's turning into a mobile game that you just play on your laptop, and it's extensively, like, heavy on what it needs to run. Like, the way it runs is a mobile game, isn't it?
It feels a bit like it sometimes. I don't know, maybe that was the ambition systems for back in the day. I know Project Rene wants to be across different platforms, so maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. It's... I don't know. Excuse me. I mean, I know The Sims 3 eventually baked in the store mode, so you could, like, do your shopping and download your things as you went, which made sense. And if this was a Sims 4 store for, like, items, you know what? I could probably get on board with it to an extent. But I know some people are getting it and they're clicking on it and it's just like, you don't need to buy anything because you've already got everything. And it's like, well, why are you showing me this icon and why is it taking up all the screen space?
Yeah. I don't
Wild.
Know.
Yeah. I'll be intrigued to see how that rolls out. So if you haven't got it yet,
it's already a mod, isn't there? There's already a mod to get rid of it. Yeah.
Well, there you go. If you're on PC and Mac, you're sorted then in that case. It's just like something's just clunking up this, you know, the UI, and you just don't need it, do you?
No. Absolutely not.
I mean, I guess, yeah. But I mean, I feel like The Sims 4 menu and everything, it's already a bit of like an ad screen. So, I mean, I don't know. I think people are aware what they can buy. Or, oh, someone made a silly mock-up. Oh my gosh. It made me laugh. But it kind of scares me because I don't want them to get ideas. It had like someone standing behind like a bar in a venue, like a NPC. And it had hovering over it like Sims 4, like a Sims 4 Get Famous logo or like an expansion pack logo. And it was like hovering around on them. And it was like, purchase to unlock.
Yeah, oh my goodness, yeah. Did you want your sim to do this? They would have done this right now if you had this pack.
Yes, almost like allowing you to, like, experience some of these things. Like, you know, like maybe if it was like an online game, for example, where it's like, oh, you want this? We've got to buy this pack yet to unlock that one.
Yeah, it's only about a time before they've got, like, Battle Royale section and...
You know what though, I'm fully on board with how like Fortnite do these things, because they only charge you for skins. I paid for a battle pass once, which I think cost me $7.99, and through each season I unlocked enough points to then like unlock a new character skin and then buy another battle pass for the next season. So I've never had to pay again to play that game. I've always had enough like points because I've kept playing. So
I guess that speaks to the fact that their payment model means they're earning enough money from other people, or, you know, however they're getting their money, whereas Sims 4 must not be. That's why they have to keep
trying to drain us. Charge you for like skins and dance moves and you know they do make a lot of money from that, and I have bought things on there as well, but for a very long time I didn't, because you don't need to.
How much is it for a dance move?
Oh gosh, it could be anything between like between 200 and like 800 V-Bucks maybe. That's like their virtual currency. So if you wanted to buy V-Bucks, that costs 1,000 V-Bucks is $6.99. So maybe it's like £5 for a dance move.
Okay, £4, £5. Yeah, we play The Sims, that feels cheap. Does it not? Like, because in The Sims Free Play, they've been releasing one hair for $9.99. And I've seen them do that three times over the past few months. Minimum. One hair, and they're like, they show it in all the different colours, like it's a lot of different hairs. And it's just one hair. Just one. Like, $9.99.
God, that is a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot. It is a lot.
Oh, no. Oh, well, they're trying. They're trying to make money. It's a weird one with EA at the moment, because there's so many redundancies in the video game industry at the moment. It is... All I see constantly is just people being let go. I know EA have just done a big wave of them as well.
Yeah, like 600 or something.
Yeah, they have. And it's affected like a Star Wars game that's been being made. And it seems everywhere is slicing away resource at the moment. I don't know why, but I think it's because a lot of companies are going down this like live service route, which I think is what we're seeing with The Sims 4, instead of like single player games, because they're viewed as more profitable. And I just feel it's all going to backfire in their face eventually, because I think people are getting a bit sick of everything being like a live service and like so money driven.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I really, really, really love Revolution Studios, you know, that make a Broken Sword.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're based in York, which is amazing anyway. And they're just so, like, stick to the roots. And they're doing a re-release of the original Broken Sword, like, remastered kind of thing. Reforged, it's called. And they've funded it on Kickstarter again, like they did the last one. And they wanted, I think it was, like, 40 or 50,000. And they got, like, triple that in, like, an hour or something.
Wow.
And it was just like, it's just so pure and people know what they're getting, and it's not, it's like you're going to pay once and that's it. And obviously, like, it's a completely different type of game and all that kind of stuff, but it's just so much more honest. And you know, if they went through like a blood-sucking publisher, they'd be made to like compromise so much on the values that people cherish.
Well, this is the weird thing that gets me, is like that, make, you know, there's a place for single player games, place for like companies like, you know, like that Broken Sword publisher, where they're making a game, you buy it once and you know what you're getting and you enjoy it. Whereas you've got all these big conglomerates, you know, look at like Warner Brothers Games. Like, I've seen their name around a lot at the moment because Hogwarts Legacy came out last year. It has sold, I think I saw, what was the figure, like 24 million copies? I don't know, it sold a lot of copies, and has been a huge success. Meanwhile, they've released a Suicide Squad game, which is a live service, which has done terribly. And their announcement is they really want to stop doing single player experiences and focus on live, and double down on live service.
What? Yeah.
Like, make it make sense. It baffles me. I don't know. It's just greed, I think. It's just greed.
It is just going to have an explosion, though, like you say. Everyone's just... We're already all getting sick of it, and, like, it's terrible. And you just find yourself longing for that experience that got you into gaming in the first place, which was just, like, single-player nice stuff.
Well, this is it.
Sounds so old.
And it's almost like everything will, like, crumble down eventually, which is obviously not what you want, but like people release like one single player game, maybe it doesn't do well, and they're like, oh, people don't want single player, and it's like, maybe you've just released a really bad game.
like
same with movies now, they're all scared to have like a bad game or a bad movie. It's like, no, you need to have bad ones, because then you know how to make things better.
Yeah, like, really?
Things are meant to be bad. Maybe that's a bit of a deep discussion, but like,
you've got to fail to succeed.
Exactly. You know what? I was wanted to do some retro game. I've got loads of PS3 games here, and I went to open my PS3 box for the first time in like, I don't know, 6-7 years. Turns out my PlayStation 2 was in there. So I've been playing my PlayStation 2. I have been having a lovely time playing those older games. So maybe it's just better to stay in the past.
But they know they can't make money off you if you're not online, like, getting ads in your face and all that, don't they? If you just buy it and then run away with it and enjoy and, it, you know, like,
I love the online thing. Like, SimCity 2013, love it. Love that. But, you know, not everything.
Yeah.
On a slightly different note, but I guess... Have you seen the news that Sim Guru Grant has left EA again?
Yeah, I know, and he was like, he was on the streams, wasn't he, for Project Rennie?
I think so, yes. So he was a game director at EA. So yeah, he was fully involved with it, because he was a lead producer for The Sims 3, and he left in November 2010. I think he went and worked on at another company and made some board games and stuff like that, and then he came back in 2011 at EA as a producer, and then worked his way up to game director.
And now it's gone again.
Yeah. Gone somewhere else. But yes, no, he has now left. I don't know what that means because of maybe his role on Project Rene, because he was a game director there. But I'm sure there's somebody else who's backfilling that. I'm pretty sure the head of Max's is also leaving. Something has to be going on there.
Like, what on earth?
Yes, and she is leaving. What's her name? I feel like it's like...
The head of Max's.
Katharina Mallett. She was the VP and GM of Max's through to December 2023 from April 2021. So she was, yeah, VP and GM of Max's and The Sims for almost 3 years. And now she is the Senior Vice President and General Manager of Core Games at 2K.
Wow.
Who do Civilization, Mafia, Borderlands.
Yeah. Goodness.
They
go around, don't they, these?
Yeah, I mean, people move. I mean, I say it as if it's a shock. I mean, I move jobs every few years, and, you know, how many jobs have I had since we started this podcast? You know what? I've moved so many times since we started this podcast. And, you know, people do it, so I guess it is normal, but I guess, I don't know, with...
Okay, I just could not cope with that level of anxiety.
I don't know, I've moved around quite a lot, but I guess some people do prefer to stay put somewhere, some people like to move around, so I guess it is normal, really, but, you know, people come and go, but I think with, like, The Sims and stuff, because there's such known names in the community or associated with the franchise and, you know, things like that. It's always a bit of like, oh gosh, like, okay, we've, you know, that's interesting.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wow.
Oh, well, let's go on to the mobile games now then.
Yes. Is anything happening with mobile?
I haven't heard anything about Sims Mobile, and I feel like I've been completely out of the loop because I haven't really been on Twitter except occasionally to like tweet something or see if anything, what's trending or whatever. I just haven't seen if anyone's having any bugs or what, you know, behind the scenes, pretty quiet, in front of the scenes, in the scenes, I don't know what mm-hmm. what you call it, just quiet. Like, I guess it's like, here's this old thing, off you go, get playing with it. I can't even remember what happened with getting the items. I don't think that was a great experience. You know, the 3 items that they were adding that were new. A lot of the information that we mm-hmm. had was wrong, even though there was just a few new things to add in and dates. It was pretty wrong. I don't know. Even that was sloppy, so they clearly don't have too much time to put into it. Maybe when they get in a good rhythm of that, but yeah, I don't really know. They had some, I did look at the new items actually. I remember now, I'm looking at a list of them, and there was a very nice dance floor that sparkled.
Ooh.
Which was lovely, and a nice sort of chimney stack, but yeah, everything else was a bit, it's fine. It's a bit weird, isn't it? Like, when they're rerunning stuff, but they just sprinkle some new stuff in there, but don't really highlight that they've done that. So I don't see what's the benefit. Like, if you weren't connected online, you'd just be like, oh, I've done this one before, I won't bother. Because it's so hard to see if you already own things or not.
What is it? Strange. Very strange.
Really don't know what's going to happen there, or I mean, I don't know. I guess it'll just be a case of we'll get the next update and it'll be another rerun, and there might be another 6 new items, and see you again in another 3 months. I don't know.
How can we do this on the cheap? Here we go.
I get quite a lot of people messaging saying, I bought this thing, I didn't get it, what do I do? Seems to happen quite a lot, so. Yeah, it don't spend any money.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
But Sims Freeplay
looks a bit more lively. I've seen a picture on socials with a hamster.
Yes, so they added hamsters into the game in a new update called Handcrafted Homes. Got quite a lot of things. Again, a lot of packs. Like, I'm sure they put way more in than they used to. And the packs are very popular, but at the same time, I think they're getting to be, like, a lot. So people are... It's kind of like that thing when you start collecting something and you're like, oh, I can't wait for the next release. And then after so long, they start releasing so many that you can't keep up, so you just don't bother collecting anymore. I think it's getting a bit like that.
Okay, I'm with you now.
But yeah, it's a nice update, some nice items. Probably, like... They've done a lot of tweaking. I know they always do a lot of tweaks, but even some of the visuals have changed for the icons of the buttons and stuff. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see what happens there. It seems to be a lot of bugs.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, they're always pretty good with bugs for free play, but I don't know. It seems to be a lot more than usual. I'm just hoping it's not going the same way.
I've noticed it seems to just be more frequent, but they are also, you know, like this update proves they're still, you know, releasing some good content. And that's what I mean. That's always what's been missing from The Sims Mobile for me, that really big thing. Like, okay, yeah, you've now got hamsters. We've now got this animal in the game. We've brought pets. All that. It's just never happened for mobile, has it? So.
No. Oh, no. It would have been so amazing and so cute. But, yeah, they've added in pronouns as well, which is great.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's a nice inclusive feature.
Yeah. So.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Especially when you consider the game is, you know, you think the technology that game is built on from like 2008, 2009, that's very good that they've been able to build that in.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Oh, amazing. That's great. Whilst not The Sims, I know we mentioned earlier that there's like loads and loads of other games coming. And there's been quite a lot of like developments in that space since we last recorded. One of the competitors called Viva Land has released something completely free on Steam called Dream House, which is basically build mode for their game, build and buy mode, where you can create an online town. You can select a lot. You can invite other friends into your town, so they can select a lot. So it's very multiplayer focused, where you all kind of got your own lot, and I'm guessing that's how you'd play it, more like a multiplayer approach. And yeah, you can go in and start building and experience what that's like. So you can build your house, there's curved walls, you can place furniture in, you can really like basically decorate, and you can get like a bit of a glimpse of what the world looks like where you place your lot as well.
Yeah, it looks really, really cool.
Visually, it's gorgeous. Performance is a bit bumpy. You do have to, I think by default it puts it on like max, you do have to turn it down because you can't even move the mouse cursor, and I've seen a few other people say that as well. But once you get to medium, it's a bit more stable. It looks very nice, at least from a build perspective. And, you know, again, earlier, I like a bit of multiplayer, so I think this is cool that this is, you know, focused on that. Definitely really recommend trying that out if you get the chance.
Yeah, we haven't tried the multiplayer yet, but on its own, it's worth trying, definitely.
Absolutely. Maybe we'll have to try the multiplayer sometime.
Yeah.
Paralives as well, they've finally shown off their like live mode, and like a really comprehensive video as well.
That must be live mode because it's Paralives or Paralives.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I always call it live mode, but I know some people call it live, and I'm like, you are wrong. It looks quite cool, to be fair. It's got some neat little features. Have you watched the trailer?
I don't think I have, unless it was a while ago. I'm not sure.
This was, I think, like late
maybe I
January.
Have actually.
It was like a big thing. It was like almost doing like a week in someone's life, and like she was going to like the cafe and meeting people and doing all these things. Yeah, and it looked quite cute, to be fair. So I'm intrigued to see how it goes when it actually gets released, because they've given an early access date of 2025, so it's still at least a year out from early access. But
it's kind of like what I was saying to you, that like how they're great, but if the Sims team came out with these games, you'd be like, no, this is not, this,
oh no,
is not,
you'd
good
say
enough.
This is a, you'd say this is terrible. It's yeah. The same with when City Skylines came out. If that had the Sim City logo on it, people would have said this is low quality, this is naff. But because it's maybe a different studio, different expectations, it was praised. Sadly, City Skylines 2 is not quite getting the same reception, but it's Paradise is looking quite interesting. And they've got some neat things in there, from what they've shown so far. And I'm sure it will have its own limitations, but I think this just allows us to have, you know, what we're saying earlier, The Sims 4 is its own experience. Sims 3, Sims 2, Sims 1, they're all their own well, I think Sims 1 to Sims 3 have all been like a gradual, maybe, like, build on each other, especially Sims 1 to Sims 2, but Sims 4 is its own experience. These will all be their own experiences as well. But I think it's definitely going to allow us to kind of scratch different itches and hopefully push The Sims a bit more, because it's never had a competitor.
Do you think that a future Sims game, or someone who makes a Sims game, would benefit from focusing less on graphics and all of that, and more on the back end to make it more like The Sims 1?
I
sometimes think all these random styles of new graphics and whatever really take it away from the point of what The Sims is.
It's meant to be, at its core, it's a life simulation, isn't it? You're meant to be able to just poke and prod and do whatever you like.
Yeah.
And it gets a bit lost, doesn't it, along the way, really. I think, in my eyes, I thought EA view The Sims as more of a storytelling platform now.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that makes any sense, it feels more like that than where Sims 1, you press play and suddenly everything's on fire. It's such a difficult, quite literally on fire. It's such a difficult game to play. I think Sims 2 is probably like the best thing, and it's always been my favourite. I know Sims 3 is a lot of people's favourites, but I've been playing it a lot recently. And the level, I mean, the graphics on it, I think, considering this game is 20 years old later this year, holds up insanely well. Like, and there's so much detail that you just don't have in the new... Even in Sims 3, it wasn't there. Sims 4, it's also not there. There's just so many small details that we've just not seen since.
That's what makes me so sad when I think about The Sims 4, when I think about the older games, and it's like... It makes me so sad, because I see a Sim just stood there staring. That's all I see in my head when I think of The Sims 4.
To be fair,
the plumb bob's moving, but no one's home.
To be fair, I felt the same with The Sims 3. I feel less that way now for it, maybe because I'm preparing for Sims 4. But yeah, I think Sims 2 struck just the balance of everything. It built on Sims 1, it had so much detail, and there's just so much you can do on it. Also, it does have its own limitations, but then it's 20 years old. But yeah, and I guess adding into the ring as well, Life by You, that was meant to be out this month after previously being delayed. It's been pushed back one more time. Now to June. But they do such good, regular, in-depth gameplay videos of this. It's so good.
Yeah.
And again, it's not going to have everything at launch, but I think they're working on like redoing the characters and working on the emotions the characters are giving.
Yeah.
Because I think they have poker face right now.
Right. They're trying to perfect.
Yeah, I think so. Because I guess you don't really want a NAF launch into early access, because that could stay with you forever, I guess, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's, I think out of them all, that one's looking the most promising, just because of who's working on it, really. So I'm excited, and I just enjoy the dialogue they have and just talking through everything all the time.
Yeah, no, I haven't been able to keep up with it. I get the emails,
Oh, I don't get any emails. How rude.
Do you?
Oh. No. I'm pretty sure I signed up. What?
Right, I've been getting emails. I mean, they're not like every week, but they come through.
Oh no, I just got Instagram popping up with like a little video from Rod Humble every Friday.
I'll tell you next time I get one.
Okay. Oh gosh. Well, here's no email marketing for me, I guess.
Also, like, related to The Sims, some of my footage was included in a TED Talk recently, which was all about digital fashion. If you're into digital fashion or want to learn more about it, definitely go watch it. There's a link on my Twitter, at Rachie Bob. It's a really cool TED Talk, and just, yeah, talking about, you know, like how, like, what did we have? Moschino, didn't we? We had Moschino, yes, stuff. And, like, she's talking about how Gucci, something by Gucci, I can't remember what it was, but the item sells for more digitally than it does physically, and how it sells and where this could take us and things. And then, and she'd actually asked for my footage of The Sims Mobile, and talking about how, you know, we, like, how people dress their characters basically and dress themselves as avatars. So it's quite interesting if you want to learn more about that.
I might give that a watch after this, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's not too long.
Yeah. I love that. I love how, like, I don't know, between us both, we end up in all these little random, like, oh yeah, I'm just in a TED Talk, don't mind me.
It's so amazing how many different worlds this Sims stuff touches, isn't it? Yeah.
It's wild. I mean, I've used it to get jobs because of, like, just running a website and that translating and in, like, random newspaper quote or something. It's just weird where it takes you.
And just, like, the things that they collab with, like the Lego dots with Sims 3 Player. And,
oh, yeah.
Like, the MAC palette, Moschino, H&M, ASOS, Diesel. Like, there's just IKEA. So many worlds that it just interacts with.
Katy Perry sweet treats.
Yes, Katy Perry. Can't forget Katy Perry.
Oh my god, I miss those days. Back in then I was like, what is this trash? Whereas now I'm like, bring back the Katy Perry days.
I love it. I got a sparkly one with the guitar pick.
Yes. Oh, I think I got the Showtime one. Yeah, it's like a glittery collector's edition case and all that.
Yes.
Oh, that was my favourite Sims 3 pack. I loved it.
That was great. That was Showtime, yeah.
Yeah, and it was. Now I have to ask you, Rachel, because this is very, very important and mission critical. What have you been watching?
Sure, I think we're still getting through Parenthood, so
okay,
working through that. But personally, on my own, I've been watching Housewives. I only watch Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That's the only one I watch. I've tried to watch every single one of the others. I just can't. I can't deal with them.
Did you catch me in the background of Cheshire?
No, I can't. I just can't. I can't watch any of this. Please don't make me.
Please, you gotta watch it for me.
Maybe I'll. I did write that down, the one you said, but okay, I'll try.
I'm at the 3-minute mark of the Pride episode, and then you can turn it off.
Okay, I will. I promise. But yeah, Housewives, it's only got 2 more episodes, so I'm a bit sad because it's like ultimate just guilty pleasure at the moment. Mm-hmm. So when that's over, although I think there is a little Erica Jane spin-off, so I might have a look and watch that out of desperation for something else trashy.
I want something
trashy. Yeah, I want something trashy, but I also have these weird standards of, like, there's trashy, but I'm not going to be watching that. I don't know what the standards are, but I just know I just don't have much patience for anything but Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh my, I want trash, but make it quality trash.
I want, like, Chanel trash.
I'm obsessed.
How about you? What have you been watching?
So I've been really... So it's not new, but I've never watched it before. Have you ever seen The Fall with Gillian Anderson and Jamie...
That's not that old, though, is it?
It's 2013, I think.
What? I only heard about it in the last couple of years, I'm sure.
Honestly, I'm pretty sure everyone's only just started watching it. But, like say, last couple of years. But, yeah, it's basically about this, like, guy who's a serial killer. And Gillian Anderson's trying to work out who it is, basically. And, oh, my gosh, it's tense. I'm literally there screaming at the screen because it's just too intense. And I think the problem with that is because it's, like, a lot of, like, home invasion sort of stuff that he's doing, and it just makes me feel very unsettled.
Oh, yeah.
So it's quite... Also, it does also make me question how on earth everyone's home security is so lax in this show, but anyway, that's just part of the show, I guess. But, yeah, no, it's really had me gripped. So I've been watching a bit of that, and then I've been trying to educate my partner in films, because his knowledge of films is worse than my own. And he informed...
I'm just kidding.
and he informed me he had never seen Beetlejuice. Goodness. And they've just announced Beetlejuice 2 coming this year.
Oh, there's some really good films coming this year. Have you seen Twisters?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I watched the first Twister when we were on that plane to San Francisco in 2016. And I remember we had a patch of turbulence on the way over, and obviously I was already a bit of a wreck on that part of the journey, and the plane was shaking and the Twister was coming on the screen. It was great.
Oh my goodness, like 4D experience.
It was.
But yeah, there's some really good movies. I can't remember what else. But I've
Twisters, Beetlejuice 2, Wicked.
Oh yeah, that was the other one. And there was, I think it was a third one, but I can't remember.
There's also a new Jurassic World film coming out next year, suddenly out of nowhere.
Maybe
but
that was it.
But the weird thing is, they've only just signed on a director. So they announced that it was coming in July 20-something next year. And that was before they even signed a director on. So they've not actually started any filming and didn't have a director. And they've just wrote a screenplay with the original film writer. So that's quite cool, I guess, that he's doing it. But, like, it sounds like it's very rushed. So I'm a bit concerned what's going to come out the other end.
Yeah. We'll see. Depends.
But
yeah,
the last film was a bit... now that I've had time, I've had almost 2 years to digest the film. It's a bit crap.
I know you admit it.
It's when I say crap, I mean
terrible.
There's hideous. There's a lot of bits I like in it. Like there's some incredible parts.
The end.
But it's just a bit too long, and there's no sense of danger. And I watched the extended version a few months back, so it went on even longer. But the good thing is that did actually add in useful context in areas where it would have been useful.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I just think the first hour of the film it's just a bit slow.
The other one was Deadpool and Wolverine.
I have never watched Deadpool or Wolverine.
Like, I think I need to send you a film list for you both to watch.
Oh, gosh. I'm not really, like, an action hero-y, superhero-y sort of person, so I don't know. Only one I've really enjoyed is, like, Joker, and that's not really, like, superhero. I feel that was totally different.
Yeah, he's not.
Joker 2 is coming.
Who is?
Joker 2.
Oh, yeah.
Has Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a musical as well.
It's a musical?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Goodness me.
Yeah, lots coming out. Oh, honestly, this needs to become, like, forget The Sims. This needs to become, like, a little, like, Netflix corner, I think.
Yeah, just as discreet on lots of films.
I'm fully here for it. But this has been joyous as always. I'm just intrigued to see what happens with Feverland and when that's coming out now. And I also am excited to see what's coming next for The Sims 4, because we've had stuff out, we've had kits, and want an expansion, please.
Is there what else was on the roadmap before it would be to April, wouldn't it?
I'm pretty sure there was a game pack listed on there. Or am I making that up? entirely possible.
I mean, there's 3 weeks left, so...
It was simultaneously you, where two kits, we've got Delivery Express, we've got a stuff pack, we've got a celebratory kit, we haven't got, and a co-created style kit, we haven't got. So we've got two more kits to come.
Ugh, kits.
Okay. Rachel's really excited for them.
So excited. I just, you know, hold me down. I can't wait. Can't wait to, like, I install them on my laptop. And I'm like, why did I do that? Because I cannot open it. I just keep installing them. I'm ready for when I get that new laptop. It's going to be. I hope the laptop's ready.
Oh my, well, you'd hope it would be. For, I mean, I'll say the game's 10 years old, but it's got so much bolted onto it. So who knows? Who knows what it's in for?
Yeah.
Oh, praying for it. But as always, thank you so much for joining us on our podcast, and we really appreciate you listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, please do feel free to give us a review and subscribe on your favorite podcast app, and we will see you in the next episode.
Bye.